5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday Eve. We've got our good friend Dr. Keith Abelow is going to be joining us in just about a half an hour. I want to talk a little bit about the brutality, the ugliness that I saw. 46-second clip of a man beating up a woman, breaking her nose. And I want to know how any decent person can look at that and say, "Oh yeah, that's okay." I want to know where Abigail Spanberger is, right? She wants to be governor of our beloved Commonwealth. Now, anybody who knows her, anybody who's interacted with her, anybody who has looked at her voting record knows that she's a complete and total hypocritical fraud and phony. That goes almost without saying, but I say it because I don't want you to forget that. Abigail Spanberger is in favor of what we saw in that boxing ring. Abigail Spanberger says that your daughters should have to fight boys in sporting competitions. I personally just don't think that's a good thing. Well, you know, the trans women, you mean guys. They're guys. What else are we going to have now? See, the professional boxing world said we cannot have men fighting women. The professional boxing establishment said that is not right, that is not fair. So we will have a male division and a female division, and for those who are, quote, trans athletes, then by all means. You can enter the sport, but you can't fight someone who is not fundamentally the same as you are. That's why we have weight classes in boxing. You don't have a heavyweight at 230 pounds fighting somebody who's like a flyweight at 120 pounds. You just don't. And you don't have men fighting women. Haven't we all taught every one of our sons, hey, don't hit girls? Hasn't that been like one of the guiding principles that everybody as a parent has shared with their sons? You don't hit girls. Now, they're really annoying me. I don't care. You don't hit girls. Now they're highlighting a guy beating up a girl. And I want to know where all of the good, upstanding feminists are. You know, the Gloria Steinem types. How about some senior citizens? Did you burn your bra in the 70s? Are you standing up now and saying, you can't have this? Title IX was supposed to protect you. Title IX was supposed to protect female athletes, your daughters and granddaughters and nieces. That's what Title IX is supposed to be in place for. Instead now, thanks to Kamala Harris and her crew, it exists to allow this. As I've said before, the Democrats seem to believe that men make better women than women. It's appalling. Where does it stop, by the way? Where does it stop? How about the combat sports? What about mixed martial arts? What about UFC? See, I can go back in time and say, well, you know, every once in a while, there'd be some wrestling promoter somewhere. And he'd have a, quote, mixed match where it was always a tag team, right? There's a guy and a gal versus a guy and a gal. And it's like, oh, that. It's like, no, listen. Having worked in professional wrestling for decades, I mean, you're going to be okay in that regard. I mean, everybody's looking out for everybody. That whether you realize it or not, is the goal when you are working in the world of professional wrestling. Your job is to protect the other person. When it's done right, that's what you do. So that's not really part of the equation. But Dana White, UFC, other mixed martial arts competitions, are they now going to have men fighting women? Where does this end? Common decency says no. No. We as a decent, civilized collection of people in this society said no. I had situations as a cop 1,000 years ago where you would have combatants. What was my job? My job was to go in there and break up the fight. You got to stop fighting him. You got to stop fighting him. Blah, 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 blah. There were occasions where you had women who were fighting. And I'll tell you what, every one of us who was a police officer was very, very cautious. Very cautious. Not that we weren't protecting ourselves or our partner or somebody who was being, attacked. But you were very, very cautious about that. I think this is disgusting. I really do. I think it's absolutely, positively appalling. And I would like to know where all of these good, upstanding, left-wing women are. Because here's your choice in this election. Suburban moms, right? Am I not told that suburban moms are going to make or break this election? Okay, suburban moms, you have a daughter. Do you want your daughter beaten up by a guy in a boxing ring? If your answer is no, then you need to vote for Donald Trump. If your answer is yes, you're totally okay having your daughter's nose broken, then by all means, vote for Kamala Harris, and that's what you're going to get. The media will do nothing to address this issue properly. Why? Because for the most part, the legacy news media ranks are filled with bottom-feeding, bum-kissing, water-carrying slugs. That's why. Now, let me give you an example. The media folks are upset with the death of one of the leaders of Hamas. Take a listen to cut number 5.
But before Hezbollah could even respond to his apparent killing, Iranian state TV announced another major assassination by Israel. Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas's political wing. Iran's Revolutionary Guard also confirmed the killing, which triggered shock and panic and the immediate overhaul of the nation's internal security. The assassination is hugely significant and has major implications. Haniyeh was leading ceasefire and hostage release negotiations for Hamas and was widely seen as more moderate and pragmatic than Hamas's military leaders who, after nearly 10 months of brutal warfare, continued to battle Israeli forces in Gaza. The fear now is those talks could be completely abandoned.
You're talking about negotiations that had been bearing some fruit, a hostage deal that the U.S., of course, badly wants. Now one of the negotiators killed, presumably by Israel, in Iran. What does that do to this process?
It disrupts it tremendously. There has been a deal on the table that both sides more or less agree to for the last several months. And the Qataris, other mediators, say it is Netanyahu who wants more. And Netanyahu keeps insisting on maintaining troops in Gaza, maintaining a long-term security presence, and that Hamas hasn't been able to agree to those terms. And now, after the killing of a member of Hamas's political wing, that Ismail Haniyeh did live in Qatar, was part of the political wing, was one of the chief negotiators. Now he's dead. So Qatar, main moderator, saying, well, how are we supposed to continue these talks when you have one side of the negotiating team killing the other negotiators?
It does raise questions.
I mean, why can't the Jews just agree? Why are the Jews so obstinate? Why don't they just say, sure, you can come in and slaughter 13 kids and we don't care. It's okay. Go ahead. Hamas wants every Jew dead. And these idiots are saying, well, can't you meet him halfway? God bless Bibi Netanyahu. I'm telling you, the man clangs when he walks. It's unbelievable. Tough, tough dude. Fighting for the survival of the Jewish people. That's his mission. Whether you realize it or not, he gets it. I get it. I'm leaving for Israel in 17 days. 17 days. I'm headed to Israel. And I'll tell you what, my mind's going in a million different directions right now. Million different directions. But I have to go. Heidi said that. It's not like she wants me out of the house because she's going to have a big party. It's just that Heidi has been to Israel. Harry's been to Israel. Joe's been to Israel. I haven't. And I am, in many ways, the most connected, if you will. And I haven't been. And last week, it's not even a whole week ago, that I was invited to be part of this mission trip. I've never been on a mission trip. I've heard people talk about it. I've had friends tell me for years, I'm doing a mission trip to here. Billy Kane, every time I talk to Billy Kane's done another mission trip, usually in South America. And Billy did these trips, and he said, you know, I really should speak Spanish. So he learned Spanish. Like, you know, like, I don't know, buying a cup of coffee. He just decided, oh, I got to learn how to speak Spanish. So he does. But he's told me about mission trips. I've never been on one. So I get this invitation. And there's a part of me that says, well, gosh, geez, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. And I said, well, you know, I'll get back to you. Hey, we don't have a lot of time. No kidding. And I said it to Heidi. And she said, well, you have to go. She didn't say you should go. She didn't say it'd be nice if you went, because it's not going to be nice. You know, that's the other thing. I have to tell you this. It's not going to be, quote, nice, right? We're not going to the bars. We're not sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv. We are, you know, not going to be floating in the Dead Sea. None of the tourists. I don't think I'm going to get to ride a camel. None of that stuff. I'm going to be meeting with families who had family members slaughtered on October the 7th. I'm going to be meeting with families who still have family members being held hostage by Hamas. I'm going to be meeting with people inside the leadership of the government, inside the leadership of charitable organizations, inside the IDF. I have to go. I do. I have to go. I have to go. So I'm going. But it's amazing to me as I hear these bizarre, twisted media suck-ups. And let me tell you, there are any number of these self-hating Jews. I'm sorry, that's the phrase that we who understand use. And they're on the side of Hamas. Like, if they're just a little bit nicer to Hamas, Hamas won't hurt them. Doesn't work that way. And that's why I have to go. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.